I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Gets up off the crow's nest, but uses it to like step out of the onto the dock area before he leaps off onto the dock in a cool little jump. He might just remember, guys, fake, real, whatever. Play the game as he jumps down.
Hello there, may we dock here for a time? We wish to traverse to the castle if we may be so inclined. He'll say to the nearest dock worker that is there, like a fisherman or some sort.
Wait, hang on, where did you come from?
Oh, travel from a faraway land. We're actually just down south, really. A stone's throw away. We're just passing by.
The hip.
What's that?
The hip.
The hip. Oh, the hip. Yes, the hip. And then before that, the boot.
No one's heard anything from the hip in over a decade.
Oh, things are actually quite nice now.
What, you've seen it?
Yeah, we've seen it. We fixed it up, tidied it up a bit. Now it's good as ever.
We heard there were monsters.
Oh, were monsters. You catch my drift?
What, are you saying you... kill the monster.
Well, me and four others as well.
We all kind of appear heroically.
Flex my biceps.
Not just any monster.
We don't. Chris and I just looked at each other.
Xavier and Vince, not Adam and Flynn.
Yeah.
Very sad in the background.
Not just any monster. Big fuck off dragon. Big fire breathing. And he like points to his face. You can see like the charred, smoky, uneven beard. Copped one right in the noggin right here.
Oh my god.
Well, one of them anyway.
You guys are heroes.
Yeah, something like that.
Caw, caw.
He says yeah.
What, you can talk to that bird?
Yeah.
Oh, someone's got to hear about this.
In lieu of that, and he like puts his hand on the guy's shoulder. In lieu of that, how about you just take us to the old castle there. You know, you could be our chaperone, so to speak. We need a guide around. Just quickly take us there. First port of call.
You don't want... There's trumpeters and stuff.
No,
they can...
No. You personally, you seem like a nice lad. Know the area quite well. Trustworthy face. Like, just beeline us straight towards the castle. Get us through that front gate.
Well, you know, I'm just like a port worker. Nothing noble about me.
Don't need noble. Just need trustworthy.
Fool's charm.
Coming out.
Come on, charm me, baby.
Fool's charm.
Very cool. So I'm going to put on my lucky number 4, the cross. And momentarily, at least, I can convince him to...
So you just cost you a cross and you just work?
Cost me a
nice.
Cross.
Nice.
And yeah, that's you awesome. Make someone trust you for a moment. So however long that moment lasts... Basically, just looking for a beeline passage into what is presumably a royal castle of some description. Mm. So,
without running off and telling everyone.
Exactly. We're looking just to kind of circumvent all possible like red tape or anything. Just, you know, come on.
Come on.
This man, this tall, broad-shouldered man, strong from years of hauling and lifting and pushing, with his heavy brow, muck all over his face. He looks at you.
Flashes you a wide grin.
I lost a ship to a monster. Some of my best men. Something in this town needs to change. We've kept the mists at bay, but just feels like we're just surviving. We ain't living. No one's seen anyone outside of the heart for years. Do you reckon you could change that?
One dragon at a time, my friend. One dragon at a time.
You know what? My nan used to live on the arm. I said I'd visit her, you know, when I had my boys. I'd like to do that.
Aye. Well, you help us out here.
Yeah.
Sure, we can figure out a way to at least make that passage safe, or at least, you know, make things right.
Yeah. Well, follow me.
He turns his leather kind of apron, high boots, and starts walking towards the castle.
Oh, and if you might trouble me.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Bronn.
Bronn?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Bronn.
It's good to meet you. Do you have names?
Oh, of course we have names. Would you like us to regale you with them?
Yeah.
I'm DM the Great!
Did you mean to say DM?
No! Still quite drunk. What the fuck? DW, that's DW. My name.
He's caught up in it. DW the Great! And he, like, in true, like, Dungeons and Dragons fashion, steps back and allows someone else to step forward. Like, make the grand flourish. He's trying to make a big meal of it. Like, play the game.
Oh. I'll teleport in front of me to where the space he left.
Hawk.
Oh.
This is Case.
Nice to meet you. And you?
I'm Avendra. And she'll kind of awkwardly put her arm up and then just put her hand on her hip.
She nailed it. It's a nice looking sword you got there.
Oh, this is Gracie.
Oh. Hello, Gracie.
Hi.
DW looks over at Vince and Xavier. He's giving them eyes like, come on, sell it.
Xavier rolls his eyes.
Sell it.
I'm Adam.
Yeah, and I'm Flint. Thanks for helping us out.
Well, I'll try my best. All right, to the castle.
And he starts walking. Yes, you have a question.
Is there any fair gold around?
You dirty, dirty boy.
It's a big city.
Yeah. Your sensor goes up, your map scans out.
Yeah.
Searching fair gold. There be some in the castle.
That's where we're headed. So.
Love that's taken on the pirate voice as well.
There be some.
There be gold. Ahoy. In the castle there yonder.
And once we're walking, Case flies up into the air and takes some nice big circles around, you know, interacts with the other real crows.
Yeah.
And you know, gives me an overview of the city, helps me map the
city.
Yes,
you
well.
Can kind of fully map it out.
Yeah.
Can you see how high the castle goes? Because it disappeared up into the clouds.
It's like fantasy castle high. Improbably high.
Very.
Yeah.
Very is the answer you get. Yeah, it's a really fucking tall tower.
I mean, are you feeling fit? It's probably a lot of stairs. I mean, not that it bothers me, but...
We'll find out.
You see Bronn talking to a guard at the gate. And you can see him gesticulating and motioning to you.
The party.
The guard.
What does the guard look like?
The guard looks like Vince. Who is the last actor who beat you to a role?
Ooh.
John Boyega.
John Boyega!
It's gonna be in Star Wars, man.
You were this close to being in Star Wars. Close. But John Boyega fucking beat you.
No, that's ridiculous. No, I think that there was someone that I had done a few shows with, but often I would end up in the same show as them, but they would play the role that I auditioned for and I was playing a different role.
Oh, that's rough, buddy. That's rough.
You both go for the same role and they always get
They always seem to get, yeah. They're just kind of a little bit more in the pocket of the same type that Vince would be.
Yeah.
And probably a little bit more talented.
Yeah.
Curtis, I'm going to call them.
Curtis in his gleaming gold armor with the insignia of a tower on his chest. What does Curtis look like? Is it you, but more handsome or? Well, Vince is already handsome.
Yeah, like, Vince is very, very handsome.
I think they don't look like alike, like they're really, really similar, like they'd be siblings or something, but they have kind of a similar vibe about them. They would go for a lot of the same type of roles of like romantic leads or things like that.
Leading man energy.
Yeah, that kind of like very tall, very kind of strong, chiseled face.
Cheekbones.
Yeah, good handsome. Cheekbones.
Structure.
Nice broad shoulders. Mm. Kind of like a slim but athletic physique. And kind of well-kept hair. Kind of, you know those people who just, you go, either you take tremendous care in getting it to look like that all the time, or you just have weirdly good hair genetics that it falls in a way that looks effortless, but is looks phenomenal.
Those ones that say, no, I do nothing. I do nothing.
And you probably don't, and you're like, how?
Yeah.
Yes, I hate those people.
Yeah. Whereas I think Vince would have to kind of work to get that, and if he does nothing, his hair looks like trash.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. This is the face that scans you. You can hear Bron going on.
They can help us get, you know, get to the arms and you know, reunite people. They fought a dragon, real life dragon. You gotta let them in.
You there?
Hmm.
Step forward.
Steps forward.
We step forward.
Yeah. The group, the party steps forward.
You want to meet the king?
Absolutely.
It's actually imperative that we do.
What is your message?
We'd rather give that to the king directly.
But, of course, we can at least say with certainty it is a message about the future.
Leans forward.
Of hope.
And prosperity for all.
You'll have to be accompanied.
That's fine.
Not a problem.
Guards!
A guard for each of you, with their spear in front of them, escort you. And the gates open up. What was a coastal fishing town. Mostly you just saw the sides of the walls and the fisher people bringing in their trades. Inside these gates, you see marble. You see excess. You see gardens. And you go through to the castle door. Again, it opens. There are ceilings taller than you could have imagined. There are drapes of the most plush velvet. The colour of the stage curtains, the last show you were in, there is gold. There are moccasins. There are tapestries depicting a sea, a maiden with her hair falling from a tower, a victorious king. And you walk through, the footsteps echoing on the marble floor.
Laying it on a little thick, Allegra.
Don't taunt her, please.
Just an observation.
Sure.
You head up to the throne room, and in it sits a bored young man, his legs off the side of the throne, laying back. Who am I seeing today? He doesn't look up.
He realizes that the guards aren't going to announce us.
No, stony-faced, they stand behind you.
Ones who have the best at heart for the mists here.
We've kept the mists at bay. This castle is safe.
Well, yes, but for how long, Your Majesty? Already the hips and the legs and the arms, the extremities, have already fallen to the likes of darkness that you have never not before witnessed. It is all too soon a time before the mists seep into the very chest that you call home.
I doubt that will happen. The outside fell because it wasn't strong enough. We have strong walls and a high tower. If nothing but the heart remains, doesn't bother us.
With all due respect, Your Majesty, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, and quite a sound would reverberate through the rest of the kingdom.
Hmm. You all seem rather confident in yourselves. And as he looks out, Kat.
Oh, no. Don't look at me.
You see the face of Brad.
Oh,
fuck out of here.
Yes. I did not expect that. Fuck. Okay.
I think as soon as she's. I only expect it when she was like, Kat. I was like, oh, I know.
I totally forgot about Brad, which is exactly indicative
of the story.
Yeah, Kat's gonna like take a like step back until she probably like bumps into a guard behind her. And then maybe, like, if Toby's there, we'll, like, reach out and, like, grab his shoulder kind of in fright.
Fair maiden, surely we have met before.
I don't think so.
Perhaps in a dream.
Maybe, Your Majesty.
What is your name? I must know.
Avendra.
Avendra. And where do you come from, Avendra?
She looks to Logan like, fuck. From a land far away.
Gives you a thumbs up.
Past the walls.
Yes, past the walls.
Then you are a miracle. Sent to us.
Yes, we're here to save the city from the mists.
And save the city you will. He strides from the throne.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
And kneels in front of you.
Oh, my God.
Offering his hand. Please, you wouldn't dare to reject a princess kiss, would you?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
He'd be really happy if you did. And then you can take his happiness away.
is that what you say in
So is he just like offering for a hand?
Yes, to kiss your hand.
Okay, I will offer. Yeah, she does offer the hand.
Logan is 100% like eyes wide. Like,
well, I don't know if anyone else would know who this is. Like, no.
But it's just the prince.
Xavier knows Brad. Yeah.
That's right. You work together.
We work together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. I'll offer my hand, shaking as I place it down.
I think in that moment, Xavier catches on and goes, oh, God.
Oh, that's...
Okay.
Oh, yes, Prince, our God, essentially. I concur to the statements of Xavier.
Adam.
Eyes wide.
I just lean over. I'm going to lean over to Logan and I'll be like, keep it together, man.
There's a lot going on.
Trying to think of it. I had a good list of names, but I left them upstairs.
What, instead of Brad?
Yeah.
Chad.
Chad.
Stop. No.
Brad-st. Bradston.
God, so good.
Bradston.
Please, do me the honor. We should have a feast for heroes beyond the walls. Sent to us from God, you say?
Yep, gods.
Holy men.
That's me. A holy man.
And a Adam. Miraculous woman.
Yes, that's us. Bending fates and destiny for you.
Destiny, you say?
I do, yes.
What do you know about destiny?
It's kind and loving, with the gentlest of approaches. And you clearly are in need of a princess, and so here we have one.
Yes. Destiny is kind. I would have destiny as a jewel on my wrist, glinting in my light to play with as I see fit.
Showing you all the colours of the rainbow.
Yes.
Refracting light. You're clearly in need of a princess. And so here is one.
You shall all have rooms, chambers within this castle. Anything you need will be seen to. Anything at all. There are baths. There are clothes. The finest silks that you have ever laid on. You must be tired from your journey. So please, get yourselves ready. We will have a feast tonight in your honor.
Brilliant. 7 p.m.? Earlier. Later? What's best?
When the sun sets.
Revelry at night. I see why you're the prince. Absolutely.
We must know more about what you've been doing to keep the mists at bay.
Of course.
If we are to drive them back, we must know how they are encroaching.
Of course.
I'm sure we can help.
Yes. Because you need a king.
Yes. Of course. Thank you so much for your kindness, Your Majesty.
It is not kindness. It's merely what's right.
I couldn't agree more.
Wonderful. Guards! See them to their chambers. Make sure all of their needs are met. Anything they want, give it to them. No cost. Please, enjoy my castle.
Flint does a little bow.
Yeah, bow.
Small bow.
Wonderful. Do you guys mind if I just quickly run upstairs and grab my book of names?
Go for it.
Go for it.
Do it.
The book of names. Is anyone noticing a kind of arcana kind of feel to it?
It does have Tower, a very arcana kind of feel.
Queen of Cups. We're riding around in the Wheel of Fortune.
I need to watch the rest of that. That's so. It was the TV show. Is that what you're talking about?
Wheel of Fortune.
No, I'm talking about the tarot.
Oh, the tarot.
Tarot. Well, I mean, that's, oh,
Ellen doesn't like tarot at all.
No,
so
no,
why
surely
not.
She's not. She's not like got all the cards here referencing. Yeah.
Also, are you loving how Kat is
you
just
mean
been
arcane?
Thrown
arcane.
Into the
fucking. That's phenomenal.
In front of the bus.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I was like, Xavier's just world, like,
hey, cool. Here you go. Yeet.
Yeah.
In front of a bus.
It's all right.
Yeah. Logan, I thought that was a bit mean.
Well, yeah.
No,
she
it's
literally
caring
fucking
and kind.
Running away from her life to be wholeheartedly confronted into basically living the exact same life. So yeah,
no!
I literally started sweating so much when she said that.
The only person that knows them both is just
about
like,
to be insufferable.
Do it. Jump back in.
This is going to be bad.
Okay.
All right, you got your name book. Roll to cast games, 2022. That's out of date. Yeah. Burn that book.
You're not going
to
have anything in there for this game.
We only take 2023 names.
Yeah. Yeah, not this outdated shit.
Said we can have anything we want. I want some gold!
Scratches
arm. You both
armed.
Need and want it.
Yes.
Double.
You have free reign of the castle, and the prince, Dolion, has given you whatever you need. Do you ask for anything?
If he's the prince, where's the king?
I shrug.
In this land, the prince is the highest attainable
sure.
position.
Sure, I mean, that's fine, yeah.
Or maybe they're too young to be king currently, but there is no other
yeah,
king.
Yeah, prince regent,
he's a
perhaps.
Prince regent, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could ask for gold.
Yeah.
Straight
got any,
up.
Got any fair gold? Got any just kicking around? A few pieces of that?
Hmm. One of the guards turns, brings you to the castle's chambers, and inside are gems, gold, normal
like
gold.
Like the treasury.
Yes, the treasury. You see crates burdened with gold. Not fair gold. Is this what you were asking for?
Starling, where's the fair gold in this castle?
Ah, magic is what you want.
Yes, magic. Magic. And I was talking. Never mind.
You would be best to see the sorceress.
Right, of course. Magic castle. Gotta be a sorceress here. Where's she?
Are you all coming?
No, Xavier's got urgent errands to do. He's got small things to do.
I think I'd best check out my room.
Excellent. Yes. Guards escort you to your respective areas. We will quickly flash to Hawk.
I'll go with Hawk.
Yeah, I'll say I'm staying as well.
Okay. Yeah, yep. This guard makes a concerned face and leads you to a stairwell. You go below, 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 far, far, far below the depths of this castle. You hear the sea rushing outside until you get to a dank, dripping cavern where the walls have just been hewn out, just stone. And you go into the middle of this room. You see a grate. Beneath this grate is the sea and a woman in chains.
Oh.
Her long, dark hair, longer than the length of her body, tendrils that whip around her, and she flashes her eyes upward. They're the colour of a storm. We need magic. This one, he needs, what is it? Magical gold.
It's fair gold. Why is she imprisoned?
She's a sorceress.
So? Is it a crime?
Yes.
Under what law?
King's law. Prince's law, I guess.
And if I do magic, will you throw me in a hole as well?
Well, no, you're not a sorceress.
Oh, so it's only her doing magic that's the issue.
Yeah.
Because she's a woman?
No, she's a sorceress.
Okay.
She's evil. Look at her.
Oh, she's evil. Oh, right. So the crime is that she did magic evilly. Did she do any evil with her magic?
I don't know.
Leave it
alone. I'm just working.
The king decreed that she was to stay here until her punishment was spent.
And do you know how long that will be?
5,000 years.
Just a short little jaunt.
How long's it been? I call down to her.
300 years.
A little bit more to go.
What do you want from me?
Well, I need gold from the fair. And when I asked the keepers of this castle for it, they brought me to you.
I can find you gold. Is that what you wish?
It is, but now I...
I feel bad about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he says. I feel bad for asking. You have... But your lot is what you want. It is what I want, yes. I can't deny that.
And it's what the prince wants.
He wants us to have whatever we want.
And I am to do what the prince wants.
Apparently.
She lets out a strange, piercing song. And as she sings, the ocean beneath her becomes a whirling vortex. And you see remnants of ships fly through, chains, strange creatures glowing in blue, until a piece of gold appears.
I have a flashback.
Sure.
So Toby, in his role as an MP, once toured a detention centre for migrants trying to get into Australia and he's been active in trying to ameliorate their conditions and have them released from detention to step outside slightly for international listeners. Australia has quite a harsh detention policy for immigrants. And the woman in the hole is a woman he met on that tour who was in a limbo, in a indefinite detention, not knowing how she was going to if she would ever get access to a community, a home outside of detention, and knowing she couldn't go back because it wasn't safe for her, and her being trapped in limbo and him being unable to... He's there ostensibly to tour the place and do what he can to help, but to this day, she's still there and he hasn't helped her. And that is the person in this oubliette is the same.
Mm. The coin begins to be brung closer and closer to the top of the grate. The whirlpool bringing it up until it flies out of the grate and lands at your feet.
Toby bends and picks it up and... he just looks down at her and whispers, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I can't help you."
"Will you be seeing my sister?"
"Where is your sister?"
"As below."
"So above." "Yes. Yes, I think I will."
"Would you like us to give her a message?"
"I would like you to free her. But that is not one of the things the prince wants."
I think Vince gives a little side-eye look at the guard and goes, "Yes, and we are here to follow what the prince wants. I'm sorry."
"Then let her know that one day the tower will fall."
"I will."
"Is that all you need?"
"Yes, take me to my room now."
He will escort Hawk to his room.
If you notice, Toby, Hawk is really affected by this moment. Mm.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook, and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
"Guards, see them to their chambers. Make sure all of their needs are met. Not just their needs, their wants." Fuck, I clapped. I upset the dog.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.